to all my listeners out there this morning, I greet you in the precious name of Jesus Christ. And as I draw your attention to the Word of God this month, today I want to say that the Word of God is the source of our faith. Romans 10 and verse 17 says, "So then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God." And Romans has the theme of faith written all over it. And Paul addresses the process by which faith is produced in the heart of believers. Faith comes from hearing the message, and the message is heard through the word of the Almighty God this morning. Faith is translated from the Greek word pistis, which means belief, trust, or confidence in someone or something. It is a key to the book of Romans and is used 40 times in this book, and three of those occurrences appearing in chapter 10. And the verb form of the word is also used 21 times within the book, and most often translated as believe. So when we hear the gospel of Jesus Christ proclaimed, we know that faith is that very righteousness through which we are accounted righteous before the Almighty God. And this is not because faith is a work that is worthy in itself. It is because faith receives the promise by which God has declared that, for Christ's sake, he wishes to show favor to those believing in him, or because God knows that Christ Jesus made our wisdom and our righteousness and sanctification and redemption, hallelujah, through the word of the Almighty God, according to 1 Corinthians chapter 1 and verse 30. As Sister Kemba prays for us right now, brothers and sisters.
Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. Father, we thank you for your word this morning. The ancient word, ever true. We lift you up and we bless you. We glorify your name this morning, Father, as we meditate upon your word, as we read your word, Lord God. I pray, mighty God, that the Spirit of God will minister unto every heart. I pray, Father God, that you will allow your word to, oh God, go forth, mighty God, and touch every heart of your people. Father, may you wash and cleanse us this morning. May your spirit rest upon us this morning. May your spirit continue to teach us this morning. Father, as we look to you, my God, from whence cometh our help cometh from you, the maker of the heaven and earth. Bless your people this morning as we give you thanks and praise. In Jesus' name.
Hallelujah. May we allow his ancient word to guide us home this morning. Have a wonderful day, coming from Pastor Clifton and Erica Campbell. Amen.